Section 3. Listen to an extract from a radio talk about eating disorders among teenagers. For questions 21 to 25, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the extract twice. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions.
In this day and age, eating disorders such as anorexia nervosa and bulimia are a worrying phenomenon among teenagers. In fact, statistics show that approximately 3% of teenagers in the US are affected by an eating disorder. Although it is difficult to pinpoint the precise causes of eating disorders, it is believed that a combination of factors contribute to their development. One reason why some teenagers may eat more or less than average could be biological. Scientists claim that teenagers with a family history of eating disorders are more susceptible. There is also evidence that hormonal imbalances may play a role. In the majority of cases, however, eating disorders result from psychological factors. As we all know, teens are under a lot of pressure to succeed at school. Consequently, when they fail, they get depressed and may resort to food to overcome the depression they feel. Of course, the type of food teenagers eat doesn't help. They consume a lot of junk food, fizzy drinks, and sweets, all of which contain addictive salts and sugars. And thus, teenagers get caught in a vicious circle. Last but not least, the media are also partly responsible because they promote skinny role models. This is the reason why a lot of teens go on strict diets in order to look like them. To assist teenagers, parents should be on the lookout for any irregular eating habits their child may have. The moment they notice something unusual, they must seek help from a medical professional. If present, the biological factors that cause the disorder should be addressed appropriately. What's more, free psychological counseling should be provided by the government for teens who need it. Food experts can also be invited to schools to inform students about the dangers of eating disorders and to encourage them to eat healthily. And most importantly, parents should be supportive so as to help build their children's self-esteem and confidence. We all know how fragile adolescents are. That's why they need special attention and reassurance so as to feel secure and form their identity without developing eating disorders.
Now listen to the extract again.
In this day and age, eating disorders such as anorexia nervosa and bulimia are a worrying phenomenon among teenagers. In fact, statistics show that approximately 3% of teenagers in the US are affected by an eating disorder. Although it is difficult to pinpoint the precise causes of eating disorders, it is believed that a combination of factors contribute to their development. One reason why some teenagers may eat more or less than average could be biological. Scientists claim that teenagers with a family history of eating disorders are more susceptible. There is also evidence that hormonal imbalances may play a role. In the majority of cases, however, eating disorders result from psychological factors. As we all know, teens are under a lot of pressure to succeed at school. Consequently, when they fail, they get depressed and may resort to food to overcome the depression they feel. Of course, the type of food teenagers eat doesn't help. They consume a lot of junk food, fizzy drinks and sweets, all of which contain addictive salts and sugars. And thus, teenagers get caught in a vicious circle. Last but not least, the media are also partly responsible because they promote skinny role models. This is the reason why a lot of teens go on strict diets in order to look like them. To assist teenagers, parents should be on the lookout for any irregular eating habits their child may have. The moment they notice something unusual, they must seek help from a medical professional. If present, the biological factors that cause the disorder should be addressed appropriately. What's more, free psychological counseling should be provided by the government for teens who need it. Food experts can also be invited to schools to inform students about the dangers of eating disorders and to encourage them to eat healthily. And most importantly, parents should be supportive so as to help build their children's self-esteem and confidence. We all know how fragile adolescents are. That's why they need special attention and reassurance so as to feel secure and form their identity without developing eating disorders.
That is the end of the listening test. Now turn to writing, Section 1, Task 1, and listen to the instructions.